A railroad passengers group with nearly 700 members wants a second daily Amtrak train across Wisconsin. Town hall meetings will be held over the next two evenings to look at the possibility of a shorter and more reliable Empire Builder. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
Amtrak's current Empire Builder train runs from Chicago through Milwaukee to the Twin Cities all the way to the West Coast. Usually that westbound train is right on time when it rolls into the Milwaukee station, as it did at 3:42 p.m. last Saturday. The train also left Milwaukee on time about 10 minutes later. It's the return Empire Builder from the West Coast that occasionally is behind schedule by the time it reaches Wisconsin. Terry Brown of the Wisconsin Association of Railroad Passengers says the delays make it hard for people in the central and western parts of the state who want to take the train east.
It is chronically late, but it's not late in a predictable pattern.
Brown says the passengers group, also known as WISARP, remains in favor of an idea that surfaced a few years ago. Have a second daily Empire Builder just from Chicago to St. Paul and back, avoiding delays that often happen in the western U.S. The states of Minnesota and Wisconsin would provide much of the funding for what would be a regional train. Brown says his group's town hall meetings tonight in Toma and tomorrow night in Portage are attempts to show new Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers that people want the second Empire Builder.
We need all the support we can get.
The states have done some preliminary work on the second daily train. State DOT passenger rail manager Arun Rao says the project remains up for discussion. Does that mean rail passengers should be optimistic?
There's room for optimism in that we've really sort of come a long way in the planning process, and we know what the next steps are, and you know we're in the process of evaluating.
Rao says if the states agree to them, the next steps might be completing an environmental assessment, then applying for a federal grant for final design and construction. Even if the work does move forward, Rao says train service might not start for another 4 to 5 years. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.